Good morning. 7:34 a.m. Monday, June 8th, 2026, here on a mostly cloudy morning in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's chilly. I was worried about beating the heat today. It is chilly. The wind is cutting right down off the mountains, I guess. I don't know. I'm sheltered finally here down in the neighborhood. Got trees all around, fences all around, houses all around. I was prepared for it to be a little bit warm. The temp is actually a couple degrees higher than it was yesterday morning. But the wind and the cloud cover keeping the solar gain down, I'm not getting a lot of warmth from the sun adding to the heat I'm generated inside. Spammers. I got an odd. They're changing up their boilerplates, trying to get a conversation started before they do anything too overt. Yeah, my left eye is gummed up this morning too. And this one was, hey, I'd like to have a conversation with you about your spaceships. Proceeded to give a one-line AI boilerplate description of the Solar Clipper without being too terribly specific. And just kind of have a thought what my would be an interesting guest for his listeners on 640 Toronto, where he is an interviewer with the email address of H-E-L-L-O, David, whatever the fuck his name was, gmail.com. So just for chucks and jollies, I looked up 640 Toronto, an AM political news outlet. CFIQ Toronto. So yeah, talk radio could have been like a weekend thing. Maybe they break up the drum beat of anger and anxiety with the morning with a fluff peep song. I could see, you know, Sunday morning filler. I thought, well, that could be an interesting idea. But I sent off an inquiry to 640 Toronto and asked, is this guy one of yours? Is he legit? And the answer was no, he's not. My fraud detector was my spam detector was on high alert this morning. So it was amusing. I had a back and forth with the person on the other end from 640. It was like, oh man, I'm so sorry. We've had so many of these lately. All writers. Writers are easy targets. Particularly new writers. New writers don't have a clue. And they're desperate to get the word out about their book any way they can. And most of them overlook the obvious. I've said it time and time again. The fastest way to get an audience is borrow one. I loan my audience out twice a month to self-published authors in genres that I write, mostly. I dump a lot of lit RPG because I read so much of it lately. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I am purposefully not thinking, why would I write if it was a lit RPG? What is it? What are the things about this that could leave the door open? And the Stargazer's War series would be it, I think. So that little inkling of a nascent idea has been thoroughly denuded, stripped of its barbs. It no longer has a lot of interest in me. For me, I no longer have a lot of interest in it. Anyway, words. I have some. I use a few of them. I don't use a lot of them. I only use a very small subset. And quite frequently, I use them incorrectly. So, be that as it may. All right, the wind is off me, so now I'm overheating. Robin being cheerful this morning. So right now, I'm not reading space opera. I am reading fantasy. C.J. Arthur's, I think it's book, I don't know, book two or three. The Glass Library series, which is a sequel series to CJ's Glass and Steel series, which I adored. It was an interesting take on a magic system based on elemental kinds of magic. A really interesting take on how the guilds, the various industrial guilds, the lady walking along talking on the phone on the speakerphone. All right, I'm talking out loud into a microphone. I can't really falter. Anyway, how the various industrial guilds control who can be a mage, who can practice their craft, and how that corruption changes and bends the social environment. Fascinating. I loved it. And now, C.J. Archer is a powerhouse. And now I'm reading The Glass Library because I really liked Glass and Steel. And this book is not disappointing me at all. I wonder if I'm going to get hit in the face with the wind when I get around the corner here. So it's Monday. I've got stuff to do today. I've got to do laundry, got to bake bread. I've got a taxi job this afternoon to take one of the kids to an appointment. I'll get some groceries while they're in there. I still need to get to the pharmacy. I got some prescriptions that need to be picked up at the pharmacy. Unfortunately, usually I did that when I do groceries, but I'm going to a different branch of the same franchise, not the one that has the prescriptions ready for pickup. Next week I've got blood work. I scheduled it for 3 days, so I don't have to worry about fitting in the walk. Coming up on a get ready, say it with me, monk post. Also need to check my sprinklers. I think they ran on Saturday and not Sunday. I have to double check that. Also noticed while I was looking at the Greeley Sewer and Water Department regulations on watering, it's not legal for the homeowner associations to require a particular kind of landscaping or grass, especially ones requiring steady regular watering. So I could, in theory, overseed my lawn with buffalo grass and hope that the buffalo grass pushes out the bluegrass. Buffalo grass is a little bit coarser, but it also holds up to heat better. I need to remind the guy to lift up his mower blade. He's cutting it a little short. I see him on Thursday. He was here Friday last week. He alternates Thursday and Friday because he's got a Thursday job that takes him forever to do. And doing mine on Thursday is fine. On every other day, every other Thursday, just not every Thursday, because then it just jams the hell out of his schedule. Suggested he just move me to Friday to begin with, but he said this was suit him. All right, doesn't matter to me. One day next, long as it gets cut once a week. Rich man's problem. I pay somebody to mow my lawn, and not my kid. I don't want the kid out there in that heat. Least this guy, he gets out of his truck, he gets onto the mower on the back of on the trailer, wheels that mower off. He has my lawn done in 20 minutes. And I have a big lot. I got like a third of an acre lot, huh? The house only uses a small amount of it. I'm chewing up more and more of it with garden plots too, so we'll see how that works out. And a swastika car. So, I see that car leaving here. So many mornings. It's really amazing how often I see that car. We must be pretty close to being on the same schedule. Yeah, and I'm still playing No Man's Sky. In case there was any doubt, I'm still playing No Man's Sky. I'm trying to work through some of the mainline missions. And apparently they don't actually end, which is a little confusing because it keeps saying, go do this, so I go do that. And when I'm done, it says, okay, now go do it again. No. There comes a point where, no. I was also disappointed to learn that what I thought happened, there is a catalog of stations that I've visited so that I can fast travel between them. And unfortunately, it only keeps the last 70. And apparently, I have been to something on the order of 100. And I just never noticed that some of the stations fell off because I hadn't visited them lately. So what I need to do is find them again and fly to them so that I can visit them with the teleporter and get them back on the list. I also got high enough up in the two important guilds, Explorer and Merchant, that I get the pieces I need for my starship. I just need to go from one to the next to the next to the next. They refresh periodically. It's not every day, I don't think. So I'm slowly building up. I've got one more thing that I need to build for the freighter beyond upgrading its cargo space. I have no idea what I'm supposed to put in this ship. This big 10x3 grid at the top where I can put in all kinds of stuff. And I've got all kinds of supercharged slots to fill in. And I only have like two things, three things in it. I don't even have any real significant upgrades to the three things. It's just that's what I got. A good freighter. It's a stubby little bugger. It's one of the smaller flying arrowhead jobbies. They have a name. I remember. But it's just a two bay, it's not the six bay supercharged. It's okay, that's what I need. And right now, all it does is sit in the system and collect crap while I run my frigates. Frigates are almost all S and A class. I have a couple of C classes left. I have a couple of B classes left. But they're mostly S class at this point, which is kind of cool. I'm surprised it's only been like maybe a week of running missions from there. They're doing good. I need more space for cargo because it's filling up. I need to sell stuff is what the problem is. I need to find markets to unload crap, keep raw materials. Trying to differentiate between raw materials and crap is it's made easier if the crap is marked trade. And when it's marked trade and upgrade, it's like I need this to upgrade something on the right near. It's a fun game, though. I really. Oh, branch blew down. I really enjoy the game. I get this out of the front yard before compliance comes by again. I'm just gonna throw it over the fence. Mostly over the fence. Let it dry out a little bit before I break it up into sections that'll fit in the trash can. Good morning. So anyway, admiring my ryegrass. The rye is too long stemmed. I can't use it to replace my lawn, although that would be fun to have a field of rye here as my front yard. But as you can probably tell, I am at the back day. Tomorrow is a 3-day, and I won't talk to you then. But the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.